On Wednesday, DJJ Secretary Christy Daly announced plans to end a state contract with Youth Services International, or YSI. The private firm had come under scrutiny in several areas, from sexual abuse allegations to multiple escapes at the 7 juvenile detention facilities it operated. During her initial confirmation hearing before a legislative committee, a bipartisan group of lawmakers questioned Daly about how she's addressing the continual problems associated with YSI. That includes Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley.
Do you feel like that you have the tools at your disposal, whether they be legislative or administrative, to put down the hammer on a provider, whether it be YSI in this particular situation or any other situation, to make sure that if they can't do the job, then we go on to somebody else?
I do believe we do. Yes.
Lakewood Democratic Senator Jeff Clements had similar concerns as well, saying he wanted the contract terminated.
When you have a provider like YSI that has repeatedly failed to do the things they need to do in order to be able to protect children, Duval, Palm Beach County, I mean, I don't want to go down the whole list, but it's a long-term problem that goes back to the 90s from when YSI began failing at their job to protect the children in their care.
At the time, Daly expressed some reservations to immediately terminating the contract because she said it could cause the 100% privatized system to, quote, implode on a lot of levels. But at another confirmation stop, Daly sought to allay lawmakers' concerns during her speech.
Florida is now at the lowest number of juvenile arrests in more than 30 years, something that we should all be very proud of. That being said, we still have a lot of work to do. I'm committed to better decide how we make the best decisions for Florida's at-risk children and families. It is also my top priority that we hold our providers accountable and address challenges head on.
In a statement, Daly says she's currently working on making sure there's a smooth transition from YSI to the new providers and that there's no interruption of services. She also hopes to have new providers in place by the end of August. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.